I just want to share a few things. I'm not going to take long at all tonight, I promise. Just a few minutes tonight, just share a few things about myself. I was raised in a very religious family, and I wouldn't trade anything in the world for that. I was raised in church, in a good church. My parents served actively, were very faithful members of the church. And at a young age, at the age of 7, I gave my heart to Christ. I asked the Lord to forgive me of my sins and to save my soul, and He did, and He did. And I am so grateful. The greatest blessing I have in my life is my salvation, is the fact that I was saved, but not only saved, but saved at a young age that kept me from a lot of heartache and a lot of sin, I'm sure. And you know, the Bible is very clear that, that salvation is for all men. For all men, all women, all boys, and all girls. Christ came to this world and died on Calvary's cross, and His sacrifice was sufficient. It was enough. It was more than enough for every single one of you. And I traveled from Houston, Texas, just to share the good news of that with you tonight. There's a couple of verses of Scripture that I'd like to read to you, if you'll bear with me just for a second. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 3, verse number 23, and by the way, this is not good news. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's not good news for you and I. That immediately places you and I under a curse, the curse of sin. God is a holy God, and because of His holiness, He cannot fellowship, and He cannot look upon mankind's sin. A few pages over, though, the news gets a little bit better. Romans chapter 6, verse number 23, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. That means because of your sin, what you and I, let me rephrase that, because of our sin, the payment for that is death, not physical death, literal, physical, eternal death. Spiritual death forever, for all of eternity. Thought you said, Pastor, the news was getting better. Oh, it is. Just hang on. And so all are sinners. That's every one of us. Every mother's child under the sound of my voice tonight is a sinner. You are a sinner by nature, and you're a sinner by choice. You know, I've told you I've got two little boys. They're 5 and 3, and I've got a third one on the way, and they are awesome. They are the joy of my life. I am crazy about those two rotten little boys. My 5-year-old just finished T-ball. Now he's taking golf lessons, and I am having the time of my life raising boys. But it did not take me very long to figure out that they too, as awesome as they are sinners. Do you know that I didn't have to teach my kids to steal? Came natural to him, believe it or not. Came natural. Maddox, did you take that? No. He took that. When I got cameras, or I saw him take that. I didn't have to teach him that. I didn't have to teach them to be stingy with their things. Maddox, can your cousin Landry play with that toy? No, it's my toy. You need to learn how to share, son. I had to teach him how to share. I had to teach him how to be honest. Had to teach him how to do right. And it's because by nature he is a sinner, and that sin has separated him from a holy God. But the news gets better. The Bible says in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, but, and I am so thankful that the Lord butted in right there, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now here's what you and I need to understand, that that is a gift. There is nothing that you can do to earn that. It is a gift. For sake of illustration, let me just borrow this fish. Let's call this fish sin. All right? It's sin. This hand is me. It's you. Put your name here. This is you. Raise your hand if you've ever lied, stolen, cheated. Every one of us. So we've all got sin. God is obviously up. And so you can do as many good deeds as you want. Attend church faithfully. Give. Be a good neighbor. Mind your parents. All of these things. and it really doesn't matter how close you get to God, there's always going to be something separating you from God. Sin. That's why Christ came to this world. He died on the cross, and when he did, he took your sin. And when Christ took your sin, he made access to heaven for you. You say, Pastor, you don't have any idea what I've done in life. There's no way that God would ever forgive me, that God would ever love me. I can't be saved because I done this, I did that. Let me ask you a question, and I don't want to offend anyone by doing this, but let me ask you a question. This is a $100 bill. Raise your hand if you want it. Pastor, you got some wealth here. Just a few hands. Let's try this again. I've got a $100 bill. You want it? That's U.S. So what is this, 110, 20 Canadian, something like that? Let me ask you a question. Watch. You want it? Raise your hand if you want it. Let me do one more thing here. I'm stomping on it. It's in the dirt. You want it? Raise your hand if you want it. Why is that? Because the value never changed. The value never changed. And friend, I don't know what you've been through in life. By the way, you can't have my $100 bill. I've got two boys to feed, okay? And they eat a lot. Groceries, I don't know if you've noticed, are expensive. But I don't know what you've done in life. And I'll be honest with you, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, in light of what I'm saying, I don't care. Because in the eyes of God, you're still valuable. Just as valuable as the day you were born. So much so that even the scars that you have accumulated, if you have in life so far, Christ died for that. He died for that. And all you have to do is ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Trust in him as Lord and Savior. And I promise you, on the authority of this book right here, he'll forgive you and he'll save your soul. I wanted to come and bring you that good news this evening. I hope that you know I hope you know Christ as Lord and Savior. If you don't, then please let me encourage you. Get with this pastor. Get with his men. Get with myself or Brother Cook before the evening is over. Visit Capital City Baptist Church if you don't have a church home, if this is not your church home. And come hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let Jesus change your world, change your life. He did it for me, and there are men and women all over this place that could testify and tell you how Christ saved them and changed them. If you don't know him, please, it's the most important decision that you'll ever make. Pastor said it last night, and it stuck with me. He said, and I concur, we've never met anyone who accepted Christ and regretted giving their heart to Jesus. Amen. Let me say a word of prayer, Pastor, and I'm going to turn it over to you, okay? I appreciate you listening and giving me your attention for a few minutes this evening. Father, I bow in your presence. Lord, I thank you for Jesus Christ and for so great a salvation. Thank you for the Word of God, its authority in our life and its truth. Lord, I pray that we would heed to the words and the principles found therein. Lord, I thank you for this church, Capital City Baptist Church, this pastor, these people. Lord, I pray that you would bless them immensely in the days ahead till you call us home. Lord, for those under the sound of my voice that don't have the peace of God in their heart, that don't have the assurance that you are their Savior, Lord, I pray that you'd convict them of their sin, that they would settle that before it's eternally too late. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And Yonah's message is so good and so important that Jesus Christ loves you. And loves you enough to give you this message. And loves you enough to bring us preachers like Brother West out all the way from down south to encourage us and remind us how much God loves us. And I want to encourage you, if you got any questions about believing in God, about what Jesus has done for you, don't hesitate to ask. There's no shame in asking questions, especially about God. And, you know, I remember my dad, he's in heaven now, but I remember him always encouraging me. He said, there's no reason to die ignorant, you know? We can always ask questions. We can always learn more. And I'm so thankful. When I was 14 years old, I remember being very troubled, being very concerned. Man, I don't know what my life is about. I'm worried where my life is going to end. And then I read about how God says in the Bible, you're precious, my son. I've loved you. I want to be your savior. And I said, well, if you care so much for me, why would I not want to accept you? Why would I not want to have you in my life? And now, this gift, though, that he was holding here, right? That $100 bill. The interesting thing about a gift is it's not yours until you actually take it, isn't it? Right? And that's the same thing with God in our life. Oh, we may know everything about God. We may even believe him in our heart. But have you ever taken that gift for yourself? I said, I want that for myself, God. And you ever done that? I want to encourage you. Don't wait. Do it tonight. You can just pray. You can talk to God just like you or I would talk. He's right there, even when we don't see him. And so I'm so thankful that you come tonight.